Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. New York Governor Cuomo discouraging visitors from nearly two dozen states. California reimposes the shutdown. Top editor quits at the New York Times over, quote, constant bullying. Americans buy guns in record numbers. Philadelphia bans sports fans. Also ahead, the radicals want your private property. But first, Governor Cuomo extending his mandatory quarantine for visitors in 22 states. The emergency order requiring travelers in places like Florida, Ohio, New Mexico, and Wisconsin to self-isolate for 14 days upon arrival in the state of New York. Guests will be forced to submit info about where they're staying before they are allowed to leave the airports. Violators could face $2,000 fines, but knowing the New York justice system, I doubt it. Governor Newsom bringing back the lockdown for 80% of California. Authorities closing bars, gyms, salons, other businesses to slow the spread of COVID. Los Angeles now one of the worst hotspots in the country. The state reporting 8,300 new cases each day. Barry Weiss, an opinion editor for the New York Times, resigning her position, saying the newspaper created a, quote, hostile work environment for anyone who isn't far left. Apparently, some co-workers labeled her a Nazi and a racist for her commentary. Writes Ms. Weiss, quote, Twitter is not on the masthead of the New York Times, but Twitter has become its ultimate editor. Sales of firearms in the USA breaking records. The FBI processing more than 7.8 million background checks between March and June. First-time buyers cite the pandemic, protests, and efforts to defund the police as their main motivation. 40% of American households now have at least one gun. The raucous sports fans in Philadelphia got some bad news. The city banning gatherings of more than 50 until next year. The Phillies and Eagles will still play, but in front of no one. In a moment, your property. The radical left wants to take it. Right back with that.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Marxists in America, and we're not talking Groucho, Chico, or Harpo here. As we have reported, the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, that's the central agency, is run by three women who openly say they are Marxists. Most Americans don't know that. But it's true. Now, Marxist people believe a central government has a right to confiscate all private property. That's what happened in the Soviet Union, in Cuba, and other communist nations. But here in the USA, we have the Fifth Amendment, which says, quote, no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And then there's the 14th Amendment, which says, quote, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Property again. But the Marx people believe this by Karl Marx, quote, private property is the final and most complete expression of the system of producing and appropriating products that is based on class antagonisms, on the exploitation of the many by the few. In this sense, says Karl Marx, the theory of the communist may be summed up in a single sentence, abolition of private property. So in order to impose that abolition, you would have to do away with the United States Constitution, which is exactly what the Marxists in this country want. Listen to self-proclaimed socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, quote, in order to reduce the outrageous level of inequality that exists in America today and to rebuild the disappearing middle class, we must establish an annual tax on extreme wealth. Under this plan, the wealth of billionaires would be cut in half over 15 years, which would substantially break up the concentration of wealth and power in this small, privileged class, unquote Bernie Sanders. But in order to do that, impose a wealth tax, the federal government would have to seize private property, assets that have already been taxed. So let's cut the bull. Bernie Sanders is a Marxist. He does not believe in private property. He believes the government has a right to take it. So does the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation crew. Americans need to wake up and smell the totalitarianism. The corrupt American media will not tell you the truth, but I will. The radical left is gunning for the Constitution and your property. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and join our Stand Up for Your Country campaign. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. It is finally tax day in America. This year, the Trump administration delayed the usual April 15th deadline to help Americans affected by the pandemic. The country's contentious relationship with taxation goes all the way back to our beginning. After the Revolutionary War, the Constitution gave the federal government the power to take money from the general public. Most of that came from sales taxes on things like tobacco and alcohol. The USA imposes first income tax following the Civil War. But here's something really interesting. It was not implemented nationwide until the Revenue Act of 1913, more than 120 years after the federal government began functioning. Last year, the feds raised $3.5 trillion, mostly from corporations and workers, Americans also pay taxes on a variety of other things. In fact, if you live in some blue states, the feds are coming after you for more than half your money. New Yorkers pay the most between property, income, federal, sales, and other taxes. New York residents give up nearly 55% of their money to the government. California right behind, where the locals fork over 50% to the tax man. The West Coast has the country's highest fees on wireless phones. Tax bills are up 33% since the introduction of the iPhone back in 2007. The average Californian forks over $300 in cell taxes each year. States like Connecticut and Hawaii have 26 different taxes just to watch TV, a federal line tax, local number portability tax, even a penalty to rent your remote control to somebody else. So if you're looking to keep most of your money, you should head north to Alaska. Residents there pay nothing on personal income to the state, zero on sales, and the lowest property fees in the country. But again, it's a mite chilly up in Alaska. And here's something else you might not know. Despite the high taxes, on average, Americans pay less than other industrialized nations. Folks in Germany, Sweden, Denmark, and Belgium now can hand over 70% to the government. Happy tax day. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.